Shmuel Beis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis, continuing the Kina, Midam Chalolim and Mechelev Gibarim, from the blood of the slain, from the Chelev, from the fats, from the bodily fluid of the mighty, Keshes Yehonasan, the bow of Yehonasan, Lo Nosog Achor, did not turn back. The Cherev Shaul Lo Sashuv Rekam, and the sword of Shaul did not return empty. So despite the fact that when they saw the blood of the slain of all of their armies melting around them, they didn't run away, they didn't show cowardice, the bow didn't cease firing, the sword didn't cease stabbing, they continued to fight. Not only that, but the bow was so powerful and the sword was so powerful that no matter how much blood and fat they had encountered, they kept on striking a second victim, a third victim, meaning mighty warriors, fighting until the end. Never stopping, Mibli Laharog Hereg Rav, Mitzudas David says, from taking a huge toll from the enemy, even as the ones who wielded them were dying. Chav Gimel, very famous pasuk, Shaul v'Yehonasan hane'ehavim v'hane'imim b'chayehem. Shaul and Yehonasan, who were beloved and who were dear during their lives, uvamosam lo nifradu, and were not separated even in death. They died there together in that same battle, that same battlefield. Minasharim kalu me'aroyos gaveru. This is the famous part of the pasuk. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. So that's one reason that they weren't separated, was their speed. But also they were swifter than eagles and stronger than lions by sacrificing their lives for the sake of Klal Yisrael. In the heat of battle, the Me'am Loez explains, sometimes a soldier changes positions. He jumps from one place to another, but no matter how much they jump, no matter how much they rearrange themselves, Shaul and Yehonasan were not parted from each other. They moved with ease and stood and fought with tremendous bravery, even when they saw that they were about to die. And they could have fled. If they're as fast as eagles and lions, they could have gotten away, but they didn't even try. Chav Dalad Benos Yisrael El Shaul Bechena. The daughters of Klal Yisrael weep over Shaul. Hamal Bishchem Shani Im Adonim, who clothed you in scarlet, Shani, and assorted fineries, decorations. Hamale Adi Zahav Al Levushchem, who put gold ornaments on your garments. So, normally, the traditional mourners have always been women. The Mekonanim, the almost professional mourners that they had at various points during the history of the Jewish people, were women. Women would be more easily moved to tears and more easily move others to tears, to share the mourning and the wailing, and to share the pain of the entire community. So David chose some of the things that they might be concerned about and used that as a kind of example of what the great loss of Shaul and Yehonasan was going to mean. And this is also a direct parallel to when he said before that in Gass the daughters of the Plishtim are going to be rejoicing and dancing and playing music. So you, daughters of Klal Yisrael, should weep. As a parallel to that, as a compensation for that, the gold ornaments that you have came from all the victories in battle that Shaul and the armies had, but now everything was turned around. He is pained by the joy of the enemy, who are awaiting the return of their successful army. Remember in Devorah's Shira, when we did that back in Sefer Shoftim, the idea of Sisra's mother waiting for all of the different spoils that Sisra was going to come home with, and Tzavarei Shalom, you're going to get this and you're going to get that, and each head is going to get another bolt of cloth. So David is calling on that same idea as well, that the finery is going to the victors, and the victors are the Plishtim. Some say that the Benos Yisrael, who beautified themselves with these Malbushim, helped turn their husbands away from the Plishti women that they might see. They would return to their wives. They wouldn't be tempted. So Shaul's generosity, his largesse, was good for Shalom Bayis among Klal Yisrael. And now he is not there anymore to provide those.